Between 1967 and 1979, the share of 20 and 21-year-old women who expected to be employed at 35 jumped from 35% to 80%. Expectations also matter for employers. Although the pay gap narrowed in the early 1900s, the portion driven by discrimination rather than job type grew. An important factor, says Ms. Goldin, was changes in how payment was decided. Wages used to be tied to output. How many clothes were knitted, for instance? But after industrialization, workers were increasingly paid periodically, in part because measuring an individual's output became trickier. Therefore, more ambiguous factors grew in importance, such as ideas about how long a worker would stay on the job. This penalized women, who were expected to quit when they had children. Since around 2005, the wage gap has hardly budged. Here, Ms. Goldin's work questions popular narratives that continue to blame wage discrimination. Instead, in a book published in 2021, Ms. Goldin blames greedy jobs, such as being a consultant or lawyer, which offer increasing returns to long and uncertain hours. She explains how such work interacts with the so-called parenthood penalty. Let's say there are two lawyers, equally brilliant, explains Ms. Goldin. Once children arrive, they realize that they both can't work these grueling hours. Women spend more time raising children, which is why the gender pay gap tends to open up after a first child. Both partners could take on less demanding jobs, but then the couple would earn less as a unit, she explains. Ms. Goldin's research holds lessons for economists and policymakers. For the former group, it shows the importance of history. Ms. Goldin's prize is the first Economics Nobel awarded for work largely in economic history, since Robert Fogel, her former advisor, triumphed in 1993. Before Ms. Goldin's research, many academics considered questions about historical gender pay gaps to be unanswerable because of a paucity of data. Yet she has repeatedly demonstrated that digging through historical archives allows researchers to credibly answer big questions previously thought beyond their reach. For policymakers, Ms. Goldin's research demonstrates that fixes for gender inequality vary depending on time and place. In early 20th century America, companies barred married women from obtaining or retaining employment. A policy response came with the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which banned such behavior. Today, wage gaps persist because of greedy jobs and parental norms, rather than because of straightforward employer discrimination. In the past, Ms. Goldin has suggested more flexibility in the workplace could be a solution to the problem. Perhaps working out how to achieve it will be her next act.